And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth." And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Revelation 5:5-10. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:26-29.
The fears that Mary initially experienced quickly subsided after hearing Gabriel's promise. The promise of the newborn king and of his great and eternal rule caused her heart to rejoice in song. Her son would one day be slain to ransom his people from their sin. He alone is worthy to sit at the right hand of God's throne and rule all the nations. We are not certain of the full extent of Mary's comprehension of this promise. However, we do know that it caused her to have peace in the presence of the angel and to worship God with this song. The same response is noted of John and the heavenly creatures mentioned in Revelation. When they witnessed Jesus' ability to open the sealed scroll, their fears subside and they begin to sing. Because of King Jesus, our hearts are also motivated to worship in song because of the redemption he brings. He instills peace where there was once only fear. Questions to consider. Why do you think Mary had cause for fear? How does Mary respond to the good news given to her by the angel? Why is it important that we rejoice and worship God in song?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.